Welcome to After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. Or as always, you can head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcast. And please share those on social media. It helps us out a great deal when you help us share those articles and we help spread the word. With all the big tech censorship, conservative sites can use all the coverage that we can get. So we appreciate you spreading the articles and podcast over to AmericaOutLoud.com. You know, Rob, I'm a huge sports fan and the Olympics are about to take place. And it's very conflicting this year on what we are going to see, because for years we've watched the Olympics and seen great patriotism, honor in America and the flag. And what we were seeing early on is very concerning. I hope this is not just the woke Olympics. I watch the Olympics to see Americans that are proud of their country, proud to represent us, and not do anything to embarrass us, like so many of these athletes that we've already seen are doing. What are your thoughts on the Olympics thus far, what we have seen in the coverage?
First of all, I want to say hello to all of our listeners. Glad that you could join us tonight. And as always, I would say or encourage you, if you have not taken your Healthy Cell, please go to www.healthycell.com and check it out. I mean, it's a new form of vitamins. It's liquid. And if you use the promo code OUTLOUD, you'll get 20% off of your first order. I can't get enough of the stuff. I wish Joe Biden would try it, because it would definitely help him with his low energy and cognitive deficits, because he has a lot of them. Now, moving on to the Olympics, I would also encourage the Olympians to try Healthy Cell. It's a better form of vitamins than, let's say, marijuana, because if they find that in your system, marijuana, you're in trouble. But if they find Healthy Cell, you're doing the right thing, and it's going to help your performance. So, that being said, let's talk about the Olympics. I too, Andrew, would like to think that our fellow Americans, our Olympians, the guys who are at the top of their game, would respect and honor this great country. Here is an opportunity to show the world, to show your fellow Americans that you have arrived, that you are amongst the best. Just like back in Greek Rome, when they competed, and you had the gladiators, you had the champions. As a kid, when I grew up, thinking about the athletes and the gridiron and those huge individuals that were like at the top level of performance, competing against each other, and then taking pride when they won, taking pride in their country. They weren't forced to be there. They were there because they were amongst the best women and men. They had arrived. And when I see our Olympians today, disgruntled, angry, mad, why the heck are you competing? Why not just stay at home? If the country is so bad, if you are so afflicted by the flag, stay at home, Gwen Berry. You don't have to come out. Stay at home, Women's Soccer League. You don't have to show your butt by turning your back on a true patriot. Now, some said they didn't do it. I don't know. But still, stay at home. We don't want to see that, Gwen Berry. And it holds true for any of the other athletes. We're not forcing you to compete. You're able to compete because this is a free country and you're able to perform at the maximum level. Had nothing to do with racism. You defeated all those odds and you were able to perform. Now, Gwen, what if someone were to say, okay, we don't want her. We want a white girl to perform. We want a Mexican girl. We have too many Blacks that are competing in that particular competition. She would be the first to say, that's not right. But Gwen, the flag bothers you. The national anthem bothers you. And you said, oh, they tricked me. Tricked you? Who are you? You're just Gwen Berry from around the way looking for an endorsement. And of course, these woke companies will give her an endorsement. I would not let my child consider her a hero or a role model. Not at all. I would not allow my child to have a picture of her hanging on the wall. Just think about it. Back in the day, in the 70s, when you would have pictures of your heroes hanging on your bedroom wall, celebrating these champions. But the champions today, they're all about social activism. So if that's what you want to do, then you go have an Olympic for that, the social activist. because we don't want to see it. Shame on you. You look at these other countries that don't have it as good as you. Arab countries, Muslim countries, and even Russia. If the athlete doesn't perform at that top level, when they get home, they're subject to penalty by their government. These Arab countries, Muslim countries, if they don't perform, those radical areas, they're probably going to lose their lives. You don't see them coming out, spitting on the flag, turning their back. Only in America, only in Western civilization, to whom much is given, much is expected. Why is it that you would turn your back on the country that has given you this? How, Gwen Berry, are you able to perform? How are you able to perform soccer league if the country was so repressive? Do you think we would have women out front? These people don't think. But yet and still, you have millennials, you have media operatives that are out there pushing this sick narrative, and I am tired of it. Now, we're going to talk about that some more with our guest, John Goya, but I just want to just plant this seed out there at the very front. Again, to whom much is given, much is expected. Respect your country. Why do you think people are at the border trying to get in? Do you think they want to come here so that they can spit on the flag? Do you think they want to come here so that they can experience this so-called systemic racism? Do you think they want to come here so that they can be told, oh, the white liberal, he's bad. He's just a bad person. He's going to oppress you. No, that's the farthest thing from their mind. They're coming here for the American dream, the red, white, and blue, because no other country would afford them those opportunities. They don't have to come to the United States. They can go to Canada. Why don't we bus them to Europe? But no, they come from overseas illegally to get to Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, to cross the Mexican border to come to the United States of America, the greatest country in the world. So shame on you. Shame on all of you who look down on this great country. Shame, shame, shame. That was my opening. Now let's reach out to John Goya, who's going to talk to us about his run for Senate in 2024. I am glad that we have up-and-coming patriots who are ready to answer the call to serve their country. Patriots who are not going to turn their backs on America or spit on our great flag. John, how are you?
Rob, thank you so much. Doing great. And Andrew, thank you so much for having me on the show with you tonight and to give me an opportunity to air some of my concerns that are going on in the country and in the state of Arizona and why I am definitely planning to run in 2024 for the U.S. Senate against the incumbent, Sonia, who I feel was probably one of those senators that got in 2 years ago. And with the funny stuff that goes on here in Arizona. So that's some of the stuff I'd like to talk about tonight. So I'm open to any questions.
So when you say the funny stuff that's happening in Arizona, explain to our listeners what exactly you're talking about, because I'm sure you have your finger on the pulse as to what's happening. And believe it or not, a lot of people are hoping that Arizona, a once solid red state, turns purple. So let's talk about the funny business that's taking place under the direction, the auspices of the Democrats and the liberal media and big tech.
Well, you know, when I talk about the funny business, I remember the night of the election when she got elected. I was on, I was on television in LA, on KTLA, talking about the election that was going on in the country. And I did not expect her to win. The Republican at the time was doing very well. We got a Republican governor here in Arizona, so it was expected for the Republican holder of the seat for McCain to continue with it, McSally. And it just seems that it took days to count the votes, and votes in the Phoenix area kept on coming in and coming in. And all of a sudden, they found a box with 20,000 votes, and there they go. It's just like with the last election we had in November, where I know for a fact that President Trump won Arizona, without a doubt. If we hadn't counted F. Biden's votes so many times over, or so many dead people, or so many illegals had gotten in to put in ballots, because you don't have a 96-mile, two-lane pro-Trump rally a couple of weeks before an election, and you turn around and on the night of the election, because we were following it very closely in our Trump office headquarters, early on, the media gives the vote of Arizona to that thing that's in the White House now. And then you say to yourself, when he came to this state of Arizona, he couldn't get 50 people to show up to his rallies. Yet Donald Trump had thousands, thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, to fill 96 miles of cars and trucks with people in them is pretty amazing. So I really feel that if we are going to have an honest election again in Arizona, we have to start by looking at how the votes are counted, especially in the Phoenix area, and that we don't accept votes on and on and on and on after the election, because after the election day, you have a pretty good idea how many votes you need to win the election. And they just seem to show up here in Arizona, like they do in Georgia. And I'm glad the governor of Georgia took steps to prevent that from happening again. And I really hope that the governor here in Arizona will follow the same suit and enforce it, because if he doesn't, he won't be governor next year. This will become a very blue state where the people here are not blue. I mean, we are, and you know what? We're not red either. We are really Americans. We're conservative Americans that want to keep our state with low taxes, freedom of the Second Amendment. And when the socialist Democrats, because that's what they are now, take over a state, they destroy all that. I was back in California 2 weeks ago, and the gas prices there are over $5 a gallon. Here in Arizona, we still have them at $2.89, $2.79. You can find them at some places. So when you look at that state of California where they control, and you look at the homeless, you look at the amount of money that they lose. For example, California under the Democrats last year lost $1 billion in the educational fund. And where's the media? They had the story once.
Yeah, Arizona, I do not think wants that going on in their state. John, for people listening around the country and in Arizona in particular, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what makes you a good candidate for this position?
Well, thank you for that question. What makes me special for this position is I have worked all over the world, literally in Europe, South America, Central America. I am a Cuban refugee. Myself and my family were kicked out of Cuba because of socialism. Half of my family came here, thank God. Half went to Venezuela, and they've gone through the exact same thing. So I understand finances. I understand environmental, because that's what I do right now. I'm very involved in environmental and safety and health. And I think that we need someone who believes in science, in real science. We need someone that is not afraid to go head to head with the Democrats and really tell them the crap, if I don't know if I can use that word, that they're trying to pull over our eyes. And we need someone to stand up for the Republican Party. I think that we have a lot of rhinos in the party that really have caused this disaster that we have today in the country. And I believe that unless people like myself, who are patriots, as Rob said earlier, we have people coming in from all over the world trying to get here. And yet our people that have been born and raised here aren't proud to be Americans these days. And I think a lot of that has to do with schools. So my platform is going to be very simple. It's going to have three items. Keep our taxes very low. Work with the state government to ensure that we can prevent a homeless disaster like California. And I think we need to work on more on the environment. And I'm not talking about global warming, because that's and that doesn't exist. And climate change, there's nothing we can do about it. The sun spots control our climate on this earth. And until the socialist Democrats can figure out how to control the sun, we're going to have climate change because it's normal. If you look at things from the beginning of time, it's normal. So we really need to take care of our forest, and we really need to take care of our oceans. We're killing our oceans, and there's no one doing anything about it. So that's why I think I would make it an excellent candidate. And being a Cuban refugee, I have a very good idea of what the socialists are doing in other countries and around the world. And if you look at what's happening in our own country today, it's disgusting with what this White House is pushing, the amount of money. I know of companies that they're throwing away. I know of companies that have something like 14,000 openings and they can't get workers because people don't want to work. People would rather stay home and let the government take care of them. And this is what socialists do. They start giving stuff away and people think, hey, well, they're giving it away, it's great. Before you know it, you lose control of everything because the government is mom and dad. And once they have control of everything, then you become insignificant and you have to do what the state wants you to do or else you have nothing. And I have family in Cuba. I have family in Venezuela that are experiencing this today. And when you look at socialized medicine, which is what they're pushing us towards right now, all you have to do is go to other countries. And socialized medicine doesn't work anywhere, absolutely nowhere. I worked in Mexico for many years, and I can tell you that socialized medicine there doesn't work. I can tell you it doesn't work in Canada, and it sure as heck doesn't work anywhere in Europe. And I'd be happy to debate anybody who tells me it does. So my goal is to prevent the socialists from taking over our state and eventually taking over our country.
I'm glad you said that about socialism, you having firsthand, having been kicked out of Cuba, you and your family. And we've had another guest on, well, quite a few guests who've come on and have talked about socialism and how Americans need to wake up. If America falls, the world falls. But yet and still, we're marching in that direction. We saw the other day on TV, a Chinese immigrant was testifying that what the United States is doing is extremely dangerous. It's Maoism. It's Marxist. But yet and still, we're going in that direction. And you have these pundits on TV day in and day out that are attacking these individuals and saying, no, no, no. They don't know what they're talking about. And what's so dangerous about it is that the person who controls the message controls everything. And when the media is able to 24/7 put out these negative images and say that what we're doing is right and what the right is doing, the conservatives are doing, is wrong, it is extremely dangerous because they have an ulterior motive. And as the Bible says, people will rather believe a lie than the truth. Yes, I'm becoming biblical on you because we need to be watchful. The war that we're fighting is not a war of flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And the Democrats, they're coming at us full throttle. Now, they will quote scripture too, because the devil knows scriptures when it appeases them, when it's going to work in their best interest. But do not doubt, they care nothing about the Bible. They care nothing about you. They care nothing about the country. They want the country to fall. Why? Who knows? But they want it to fall. And I remember reading somewhere that Justice Clarence Thomas, I am beginning to like him more and more every day. Not that I ever stopped liking him or didn't like him, but he said something that I have been kind of hedging on or alluding to since we started airing on After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud. And that is that we need to revisit the Constitution when it refers to the media. Because at the time when they were written to the Constitution, they were under different circumstances. But the media has become a weapon against the people along with big tech. We need an amendment to stop them. When the free press has become a functioning arm of a party that despises the country and can no longer be truthful, it is an enemy of the people. And as you said, you have seen this happen in Cuba, like in Venezuela. Socialism is not the answer. Socialized medicine Like you said, it is not a good idea, but you hear it all the time. Well, you look at all these other countries, you look at Canada, they have free healthcare for everyone. But what they're not telling you is that it comes with a price. And let's just think about it. The government controlling our healthcare? The government can barely control what it's doing now. We have resident Biden up there on the Hill who needs cards to get him through his speeches. And it's not a secret. I mean, Barack Obama used to speak from a teleprompter. Joe Biden has flashcards. And he openly takes them out and he reads them. Well, doesn't read them, but he stumbles over them. And the media says nothing about it. That is extremely dangerous. The person that controls the message, controls the media, controls the message, controls everything. We need to wake up. So, John, I am glad that you're running in 2024. And a lot of the Republicans are rhinos. They don't care because they just want to make a name for themselves. Look at Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. They don't care. For them, is let's get back to the old days, the old Republicans. And I guess what they're saying is we just want all white men. They're not looking at the fact that Donald Trump brought in 40% of the Hispanic votes, the black vote. They're not looking at that. They don't care about that. They wanted to take it back to those old days where the Republicans and the Democrats, they laughed it up, hit each other on the back. That is extremely dangerous. And John, you have witnessed it. And who better to talk about it than a person whose family was kicked out of Cuba? So why do you think, John, that Americans, ungrateful Americans, kids are turning their back on this country? Why won't they just leave? If you think the country is so bad, why not just leave? Why even compete at the Olympics? Why, John? And this is just a rhetorical question because we don't have a direct answer in some cases. But in your humble opinion, when you see this, knowing what your family went through, what do you say to these Americans?
Well, the issue here is that we are not teaching any real history at our schools, grammar schools, high schools. The socialists told us very, very long ago that they were going to take over the United States and they were going to do it from within. And they have. Why are these, so many of these millennials, and by the way, there's a lot of very excellent millennial men and women out there, but the ones that the media show are the ones the media needs. And you are so right. The media is extremely dangerous, and in everywhere that the socialists have taken over in the last 200 years, the media has been their right arm. And then when they take over, what the media doesn't learn, because I think the media in this country is so stupid that it is beyond belief, they will get rid of them because they helped them take over. So now they know that if they don't appease them, they will get rid of them. So in Cuba and Venezuela and Germany, who were the people that helped all these socialists get into power? It was the media. Everywhere, it was the media. The media has done this throughout history, except that we don't go back and look at it. And when you look at what you said, that like Cheney wants the Republican Party to go back to being a white man's party, I don't agree with that. I really believe that these rhinos just want to have money. They want to go back to being the minority where they don't have to worry about anything because they can blame everything on the Democrats, which is what happened since World War II until Ronald Reagan. The Republican Party, yeah, took the White House, but they didn't have any control in the Congress. And the media is so afraid of men like and women like Donald Trump, because if you look at the reality, for example, who really put no abortion into President Reagan's head? It was a woman. It was a black woman, Dr. Mildred Jefferson, who was a graduate of Harvard Medical School. She's the one who started the whole movement of no abortion because she knew that the Democrats had started the movement to abort every brown child in America that they could. And today, the people in the White House are given Planned Parenthood as much money as Planned Parenthood wants. And where are they? They're in the minority areas. Why are they letting all these illegals in? Because they figure it's going to be more vote. And eventually, if you have socialism, the people at the top are in control and they don't care about the people at the bottom. In fact, if you want a reality check, go to Cuba. The last president of Cuba was a black man, Batista, and so was the first lady. Here comes Fidel Castro. Everything is going to be good for everybody. Try and find a black Cuban today in the upper echelons of the governing body of the government of Cuba. Try finding one in the governing body in Venezuela. It doesn't exist. These people are racist, just like our imbecile in the White House today. He's a racist. He was always a racist. In fact, I became a Republican because of his racism, because I was running for student body president when he said, we don't want any brown people in white people's schools. So the media keeps everything silent because they don't care about the truth. All they care about is who's in power and who's going to fill their pockets. If you look at the Washington, D.C. area, Northern Virginia and D.C., you have maximum poverty among who? Among minorities. And yet you have the richest people in the country in that area. How could there be such a disparity? Just like in Mexico, just like in all these countries that have socialism, you have the very wealthy at the very top, and you have the extreme poor. And, you know, people go, well, no, because there's so many black people in the Democratic upper part of the party. They're all sellouts. Every single one is a sellout. I have been with Maxine Waters at meetings. And when she talks, when there's no cameras and no media and nothing, is a totally different person. When the media comes out, it does. You say to yourself, who is that? That's not the individual I know. That's not the person who pronounces English properly when there's no TV or media around. Yeah, you go to her office and it's like a dungeon. When you walk in there, there's bulletproof glass everywhere. Why? Because her office is in the neighborhood that she represents. Her $6 million home is nowhere near in the area she represents. So they are just as bad or worse. I mean, let's face it, Hitler was a Jew. And who did he kill? The Jews. Castro was Cuban. And what country did he destroy? Cuba. So there's something to be said about that. And unless we are ready to fight every inch and take down every socialist Democrat in this country, we're going to be in trouble. Because here's the problem. Every Democrat senator in Washington votes as they are told. Every congressperson in Washington votes as they are told. So you can elect a senator in Arizona with beliefs as an Arizonian, but when she or he gets to Washington, they are going to vote however Schumer tells them to vote from New York. And I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area. And I could tell you that is a very controlled area. And you look at Schumer's history, the racist. He prevented black families from coming into areas that he represented as a state senator. And yet you never hear that from the media. You never hear anything from the media. And our Democrat senators in Arizona represent very conservative Americans. Whether they're Republicans or Democrat, they're conservatives. Because I speak to people throughout Arizona who are in both parties. But how do they vote? They vote as they are told. So that's why we have to, and believe me, I really wanted to leave the Republican Party and I wanted to start a completely different party. But then Donald Trump said something, and I follow what President Trump says. And he said, we got to stay together. We've got to be forceful. What we need to do is first purge our party, which is what we need to do. It's purge our party.
Exactly right. Let's kick out the rhinos and keep our party. You are hitting on a lot of points, John. We are definitely going to come back to that. So many of these Democrat politicians are so phony and not genuine. You are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We will be back with more from our guest, Senate candidate in Arizona 2024, John Joya.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed ourselves. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
That was a really powerful first segment with John Goya. I mean, he just laid it out there. He spoke about so many different things that I'm going to pick up on in the second segment, because I actually opened up talking about some of the same things that he elaborated on. And one of the things that I definitely want to point out, since we're talking about socialism and how it started and how it's able to gain control and keep going, is that when you look at all these countries that fail to socialism and communism, they all have one element in common, and that is the media. The media aided them and helped them to gain control. And you look at what's happening now. Unfortunately, this time in 2021, not only the media, the corporate media, they also have big tech that's aiding them. Big tech has the power to shut you down if they don't like what you're saying. I am appalled at the fact that our senators, elected officials, have not done more to curb the censorship of American citizens. We all have free speech. Why are they allowing big tech and the media to censor our voices? I do not want to hear that these companies are private companies, because they're functioning under the umbrella of a public company. They're functioning like utility companies. And they're getting all the perks and the protection of these public companies, but they want to run and hide when they censor people. This is completely unacceptable. Not too long ago, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, passed a law to say that individuals can sue big tech up to, I think, $150,000 if they could show that their personal businesses were damaged because big tech silenced them. Why is big tech silencing these individuals? Because they don't think like them? They don't share the same ideology? Look at Google. Google has an algorithm that if you don't pay them to advertise, they will move your company at the very bottom of the list. Why is that? Why haven't Congress acted upon this? They're sitting back and they're allowing this to happen. It is extremely dangerous. That is the reason why we need to get rid of the rhinos as well as the Democrats that are sitting there allowing this to happen. I enjoy listening to John Kennedy from Louisiana, because he talks about this all the time. Josh Hawley, he talks about it. Josh Hawley even goes further by saying that China is behind all of this. Jim Jordan talks about it. Now, going back to China, if China is able to censor what we're seeing and hearing, they can very easily come in and control the government and we will never know about it. Why? Because they have spies within the government. Look at Eric Swalwell, sleeping with the spy, sleeping with the enemy. He's still on the Hill. No one has said anything about it. They should be talking about it day in and day out until people are blue in the face and people get tired and they say, there's something going on here. Let's look at it. Why is he still on the Hill? Had he been a Republican, he would have been out. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. They stripped her of her committees. Kevin McCarthy. I know that some look up to him. I don't trust him. He is a rhino. He should not be allowed to be Speaker of the House, and I hope someone runs against him. He has his purpose and time, but as far as Speaker of the House, should Republicans regain the House in 2022 and 2024, he should not be Speaker of the House. We need people who are strong and are MAGA, who are going to fight. MAGA is not a representation of white supremacy. The Democrat Party is a representation of white supremacy. Joe Biden is a white supremacist. Even Chuck Schumer, a Jewish man, is a white supremacist. You look at their history and you look at how they tried to stop Blacks. People always want to throw up, well, look at what Donald Trump did. No, that wasn't Donald Trump, that was his dad. But if you want to look at what Donald Trump did, Donald Trump went to Florida and desegregated the clubhouses. He fought tooth and nail. Whereas you have this guy from Tennessee, I think his name is Whitehouse, who's still a member of a segregated clubhouse, country club. And when he was asked about it, he goes, oh, well, that's not me, it's them. Well, you know, it takes time for things to change. It takes time. This is 2021. And they say all of this because right now they're talking about systemic racism and that Black people, you know, they're so down and out, they'll never be on the top. So we've got to give all of this to them because they're stupid and they're dumb. They don't know how to vote. They don't know how to get ID. They can't defend themselves. To me, that is an insult as a Black man whose ancestors were probably in slavery at some point in time. But look at where we are today. Look at where I am today because of my forebears. They fought. They worked hard so that I would have a better life. They didn't wait around for handouts. They're not waiting for the white liberal to say, oh, you can't do it, Rob. We have to do it for you. And you don't know that you're being discriminated against. But we know. Oh, you do know? How do you know? Why don't you give up all that you have to me? And then you come telling me about discrimination. But they won't do that. Why is it that on weekends, you want to run to your little suburban white lily vacation spots away from all the crime, but yet and still you want to defund the police? And the media, as complicit as they are, will say absolutely nothing about it. Extremely dangerous. So, John, I come back to you because, as I said, that was powerful to point out that the media helped with the corruption in these countries and told the people something different. And then as soon as you wake up, bam, there it is. A rich country, Venezuela. Rich. We had a guest who came on and said the same thing, but they snoozed. And look at what happened. Look at Cuba. John, do you see this country heading in that direction at warp speed?
Rob, just like you do, I do. And that's what really concerns me. You know, you look at the media, as you're constantly saying, which you are spot on. You look at some of the talk host shows at night, for these O'Connor that is on at night. You go to the theater where they shoot this show every day. And at the entrance of the theater, you have on the marquee the face of Ernesto Che Guevara, who was a murderer who hated Black Cubans. In fact, if you weren't lily white, he would use you for target practice. My mother lost a cousin who was part of his target practice once he took over. If you were gay, you were buried alive, dipped in honey, and come away. Yet you see, shockingly to myself, you see Black teachers in Chicago out in the street protesting, and they're wearing a t-shirt with the Che Guevara on it. And then you go to gay prides and you see gay men and women with Ernesto Che Guevara on their shirt. I'll tell you, I went to the inauguration of Donald Trump. I was very lucky to be able to go because we worked very hard for him in California. And the Pussycats hats that were all over, there was a guy who was wearing a Che Guevara shirt and flying a Che Guevara flag. And I went up to him and he goes, "You don't know what you're talking about." I didn't punch him out because my niece was with me who had just had back surgery and I didn't want to raise a problem. But here was a young gay male with the flag of Che Guevara, because these socialists, white, lily white socialists, and a lot of Black socialists that we have, believe that they, you know, all want to control so that they're at the very top. And these companies that you're talking about, these tech companies, are the same thing. They don't care about anybody. Absolutely, they don't care about anybody at all. Look at California. California has a huge Asian population. Yet, they can pass in the Assembly and in the State Senate to bring down the number of Asian Americans in California that can be accepted into the Ivy League schools there, because there's too many of them. Can you imagine saying that to anybody else, that you can't have so many Asian Americans because they're brighter than everybody else? And yet we're going to let in Black people that don't have the ability to get there because they're stupid. That is sending a strong strong message to the country that Blacks aren't as good as Asians, or as good as whites, or as good as Latinos. When you look at the truth, heck, we went to the moon because of a Black woman who knew the math. We are, our conservative party doesn't believe in abortion because of a Black woman who convinced Ronald Reagan that that was the way to go. Black America is the biggest threat the socialists have. And that's why they pick a few sellouts to bring the rest of the majority back into the fold of slavery. And when you look at Washington, where the minority schools are, and you look at where minority schools are, they're dumbing down those people even more. And how they're doing it is by not teaching them the truth. Once you get the truth of history out, there will not be one single Black American, not one, in that party. And that's their biggest fear. And that's why you look at the media, that they're the right arm of the Socialist Party. They all go and love themselves. Just like the actors in California, how many awards do they give themselves at the beginning of the year? How many of those people really help anybody but themselves? So I think we have a big problem. I think we're running the country into socialism. I think we have two more elections. And if we can't get back the House, the Senate, and the White House by 2024, it's over. And then will we probably have riots in the street, real riots of patriotic Americans? Yep. But then I fear that even more, because the Chinese army is in Canada and they're there to protect Chinese interest in Canada. When have you ever heard of a nation needing an army from another nation to be in their country to protect the interest of those people? Never. So I'm very afraid for our country, because in the next 2 to 3 years, if we don't see change, we are going to lose our freedoms. And my mother always said, the United States is the last great bastion of freedom. If we ever lose this, there's nowhere to go. Where are we going to go? Guatemala? Europe? Europe is dying with taxes. And this COVID that was launched out of China, This is a weapon, and it's worked very well. When you look at the numbers of people in the United States who got COVID, it's about 33 million people. Look at the people who got H1N1. It was 66 million Americans. But what have they done? They've counted the deaths differently that they did. And I challenge anybody to go into the CDC and tell me I'm wrong, that they've counted the way they count the deaths of COVID so different than they did the H1N1. And you're going to see that if we go back to counting the deaths from COVID the way the H1N1 was counted in 2009, every 160,000 deaths reported under COVID is really like 9,800 from if we use the same method as we did the H1N1. And even this was on the CDC website.
You know, John, you just said something that I think is worth repeating, what your mom said, that if we leave America, the last bastion, that's it. We interviewed a journalist, Carmen Maria Montiel, and she said the exact same thing. This is serious, and people need to listen and believe it. And all of you who are out there half listening to the broadcast, somewhat listening to the broadcast, you need to stop what you're doing and listen and share this, because we're at a very critical stage in our history, in our nation's history. If we lose in 2022 and 2024, that's it. And all of those millennials, and as you said correctly, there are some millennials that get it, but the ones that don't get it, the ones that are driving things, the ones that are on social media, making money by complaining that America isn't fair and we don't like capitalism. How the heck are you making money on social media if you don't like capitalism, you dummy? Yes, I said it. You're dummies, but you don't like capitalism. Well, if we lose in 2022 and 2024, what's coming your way, you surely won't like that. Wake up, America. As you know, I said about Clarence Thomas, without a doubt, we need to revisit the role of the media. Yes, we need free press. But when they become an arm of the Democrat Party, an arm of a political party, and they can't be accurate or objective, and they openly say, we need to throw all that out, we need to reimagine it, as Lester Holt say, who cares about being objective? That is extremely dangerous, and they're saying it, and we hear them. Congress should be up in arms and saying, wait a minute, this is not right. This is not who we are as Americans. This has got to stop. Go ahead, John.
I think that you have hit it right on the head. If it doesn't stop, we are doomed. And the youth that are screaming, you know, free college. Well, let me tell you, to all of those that want free college, your professors, how are they going to get paid? Your janitors, how are they going to get paid? How are you going to be able to maintain the school? Only one way, higher taxes, or the government owns everything. In Cuba today, when you're in eighth grade, they test you. Yep, you get free college, but you decide the government decides what you're going to study. And at the end of your career, the end of your college years, there's no work. Cuba has more doctors per capita than any other nation in the world, which is fantastic. But you know what? If you need an appendix surgery and you don't have anyone on the other side, and what I mean by the other side, you don't have someone in the United States or a free country that can send you the antibiotics, the stitches, everything you're going to need. Unless you are part of the regime, you're going to die. I have a half-sister whose cousin on her mother's side went into the hospital for an appendicitis, and they couldn't get the stuff into Cuba fast enough. So guess what? She died of appendix, which today you have an appendix surgery in the United States, and tomorrow you're out riding a bicycle. So yeah, you get free everything. but you're told what you're going to do. You're told where you're going to work. And if you're lucky, you might get a job. And what we're doing to our youth, for example, in this country, is they have these ridiculous college courses that will not get you a job. I remember being on CNN Latino a couple of years ago with someone who said that she got a degree in Chicano studies and that she was so proud. And I looked at her and I says, "You're an idiot." I said, what is Chicano studies? You are studying Chicano when, for example, Mexico and Spanish literature is so rich. And yet here is a Mexican-American, because that's what we call it, we divide everybody, who came over as a child and she went to free college and she majored in Chicano studies. What can you do with a Chicano study degree? Nothing. But that's what we're doing. We are dumbing down and dumbing down. We dumbed them down during grammar school. We're doing it during high school. And then we put them through these free education that will not get them a job. So of course they're going to depend they want to depend on the government. And under Donald Trump, you had to work for what you got. Under F. Biden, you know, they figure, well, you know, he gives out all the money. Maybe he'll give us money to do what we want to do when we graduate. So it's a sad story. And I hope that people, Rob, are listening to you and to Andrew, and that especially the youth of America opens up their eyes, because nothing is free. Absolutely nothing is free.
You're right. Nothing is free. Well, John, I want to pivot just a little bit, because you mentioned something else. We've got to bring you back on, because you are really saying a lot of good stuff that I want our listeners to understand. And you're saying it so clearly. And it's coming from a person who has experienced this and who has seen it. So what I want to talk about now is I want to pivot to the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine. As I've said before, the virus does exist. The vaccine has its purpose, especially those with underlying conditions. I'm not going to tell you not to take the vaccine. You should do your own independent research and speak with your healthcare provider to see if it is the right fit for you. But that being said, I question this administration as to how they're pushing this. I want to get your take on this. As far as what they're doing, they're pushing this on American citizens. They're telling them you need to take it. They're now even considering giving the vaccine to kids. And earlier on, if you remember, the whole thing was underlying conditions, they should be vaccinated. If you're in good health, you're fine. If you're a young American, if you're a young adult, you're fine. If you're a teenager, don't worry about it. But now they've moved the goalpost from individuals with underlying conditions to all adults, to young adults, to teenagers, and now the possibility of children. But at the border, when people are coming across the border, nothing is said and nothing is done. Why do you think that is, John? And do you see a problem with that?
Wow. You know, I could spend an hour, Rob, talking to you and Andrew on this. I have concerns about the vaccine. I personally have taken one dose of the Pfizer, and that's all I'm going to take. It's not a vaccine. It's an immune therapy. It's been used very actively in cancer. I don't know if this is the right way to go. It does concern me, because we are so hyper on COVID-19, and like many viruses, it does mutate. But here's the thing. No one coming across the border is being tested. No one coming across. And this is not said by John Goya. This is said by our administration. When they pressed the administration, they said, no, we're not testing them. So here we're so concerned about COVID, but all the hundreds of thousands of people that are coming across the border are not being tested. And COVID does exist around the world, except in China now, which is very interesting. And you know, the suit in the vice president's office has promised to go down to, well, has gone down to Central American country and says, we're going to give you $15,000 per person not to come to the United States. That's our money. But I question why we are so concerned with Europeans coming, people from other parts of the world coming on aircrafts who have to be tested for COVID. Yet the people coming across the border are not tested. The kids are put in cages now, which they weren't under the Trump administration. And they're being released into the public. In fact, early on, they took thousands of kids to Long Beach, California. And one of the known cases which came out, which I was surprised, there was tuberculosis in some of the kids that were thrown into Long Beach. That information was said once and it was buried. Can you imagine if anybody who had gotten across the border under the Trump administration had TB? It would have been on every newspaper, on every social media, on every network saying, Donald Trump wants to bring back tuberculosis. But under this administration, it was leaked out by the local conservative newspaper, and it was hush-hush. It never got anywhere. So that's a really good question, a very big concern, because COVID is something you can recuperate from. There's a lot of people that don't. There's a lot of people that have other issues with it. But there's a lot of other diseases that might be coming into the country that we don't know about, people that are not vaccinated. And there's a lot of Americans who have stopped vaccinating their kids for a lot of diseases because they didn't exist in our country anymore, or they didn't exist in the Western world. Now, we don't know that. So I don't know. I'm with you. I think that everyone should go to their primary care physician. I have two doctors and an RN in my family, and they are very pro this immune therapy. They're very pro one, especially. I have very much faith in both of them. I looked into it. I went with one dose, and I'm not going to go with the second dose. But you're right. If I was a parent of a young child today, I would not give them the vaccine, because there are quite a few issues that have arisen because these vaccines, which are immune therapies, are really going into your body and working in your DNA. And I think that when you are in your development stages up to the age of 25 or 21 for a female, I don't think you want to put something in your body that can interact with your DNA. That's being a chemical engineer. By education, I can tell you that I would be very concerned, and I would never give it to my child, because as you said, this is not something that really impacts the youth. In fact, they get over it very quickly. So,
yeah, thank you so much, John. We really appreciate your time. Our guest tonight was John Goya, who will be running for Senate in Arizona in the year 2024. Most likely against Kyrsten Sinema. So it should be interesting to see how that race shakes up. And thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Robin Andrew. Check us out on all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, or Apple Podcast. We will see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.